This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said for the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of the society and giving them benefits of all the schemes without discrimination. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India.
Ye Rashtra Prerna Sthal hame sandesh deta hai ki hamara har kadam, har pag, har prayas राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए समर्पित हो सबका प्रयास ही विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करेगा मैं लखनऊ को उत्तर प्रदेश को पूरे देश को इस आधुनिक प्रेरणा स्थली की बधाई देता हूं
Prime Minister Modi said, saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefit from them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the national program marking Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister will address the gathering on the occasion. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar will also be present during the program. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi inaugurated a new training and briefing centre along with a state-of-the-art counter-terrorism training complex of the Special Operations Group, SOG, at Chandaka to strengthen operational capabilities of the state's elite anti-Maoist force. He also inaugurated 16 police stations, 70 police quarters, barracks, armories, office and administrative buildings in 16 districts. Majhi said that the new training and briefing center of the SOG will enable training of up to 400 personnel at a time. The Railways has rationalised its passenger fare structure beginning today, with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, ordinary non-AC, non-suburban services, fares have been rationalised in a graded manner across second-class ordinary, sleeper-class ordinary and first-class ordinary. In second-class ordinary, there is no increase in fare for journeys up to 215 kilometres to ensure that short-distance and daily commuters are not impacted. Meanwhile, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervour. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. They decorate their houses with Christmas trees, illuminated paper star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. Churches of all the denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to all people on the occasion. The Indian Army has issued an internal letter on use of social media applications by its personnel with an emphasis on operational security and responsible online behaviour. Sources in the Indian Army said Army personnel have been allowed to access Instagram only for the purposes of viewing and monitoring. They clarified that no comments or views are to be communicated on the platform. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Thiruvananthapuram today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the five-match series. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim till Sunday. Dense fog continues to prevail over parts of northeast, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, entire northwest and sub-Himalayan region for next 2 days. The weather department also predicted cold to very severe cold conditions in Haryana, Jharkhand, West Rajasthan and East Uttar Pradesh for next few days. And that's the end of the news bulletin.